Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid and the story of Catamount Cox. In the Old West, the letting of contracts for stagecoach runs was based, generally speaking, upon the honesty of the owners and drivers, speed, and dependability of equipment. Competition was usually routine, but once in a while it was highly dramatic, as in the case of the Sandpine Desertville Mountain Run. As our story opens, two men are riding their horses along the stagecoach road on the Sandpine side of the mountains.
That bluff I'm looking for ought to be right up at the next bend of the road, Zach. You sure Catamount's driving a trial run this afternoon?
Of course I'm sure. Heard him talking about it in the cafe last night.
Here's the place. Order. Oh, oh.
Come on. What you gonna do, Lutz?
See them big boulders up there at the edge of the bluff?
Yeah?
We're gonna roll them down into the road. When Catamount comes wailing around this curve and piles into them boulders, it'll smash his stagecoach to smithereens.
I don't know. That's taking a chance.
You want to get the contract for this run yourself, don't you, Zach?
Sure I do.
All right. You and Catamount are making your contract speed run tomorrow. One that makes the best time gets a contract, and you hired me to help you get that contract.
Yeah, but if we should get found out...
We ain't gonna get found out. Come on, let's get up there and roll them rocks down. Now, get behind this big one. So. Now this one.
All right, Lutz. Yeah.
That'll do it. We'll ride off a ways where we'll be out of sight and watch. That contract's as good as yours right now, Zach.
Pancho, not know no one in the town of San Francisco.
Neither do I, Pancho. At least I do not think I do. But we will have a meal in the cafe, look the town over, and then ride on our way.
Pancho, like what Cisco say, first the best.
Have a meal at the cafe?
See, Pancho hungry, his tongue stick to his backbone.
That is a new way to express it, Chico, but I understand what you mean. I'm hungry myself after riding over that mountain.
It's a high mountain, Cisco.
See. What is that ahead of us in the road? Huh? Oh, that hole.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh, oh, big roads and rocks in the road.
See, and the stagecoach coming down the mountain road.
Come fast, it's going.
Coming much too fast. Back this way, the officer.
Come on, back, look, back, back, back.
Pancho, there is only one hombre who can yell like that. Catamount Cox.
Yes, Señor Catamount.
Pick up that dirt. Get your belly to the ground. Giddy up.
Madre mia, how can we stop the crazy maverick? Whoa, there.
Whoa, whoa,
save Catamount. Stop those horses.
Big rocks to hurt, Señor.
Get out of my way, boys, and eat the whole blasted road. Get up.
Up, y'all. Yeah.
Go now.
The road is black, Señor Catamount. Your coach will be smashed.
Get up.
What do we do, Cisco?
There's only one thing to do. I will jump to the backs of his lead horses and try to stop them. Come on, closer to the other.
Hey, what are you trying to do? My thunder is a Cisco kid. Hey, you, Cisco, cut that out.
All right, now, get over here.
Later, Cisco. I'll grab the reins.
That is what I'm going to do, Pancho.
Hey!
Ho, ho, ho.
No, no, don't. Ho. Ho. Get up, get up. Well, for the great
ho.
Jumping.
Teddy, now, ho, ho.
Cisco, I'll skin you alive.
Oh,
Cisco, you always been a friend of mine, but if I don't carve your carcass
over there, head of you on the road, Señor Catamount.
Hey, look at the big rocks.
Well, I'll be a low-down heifer. Now, who do you suppose done that?
We have no idea, Señor. Pancho and I saw those rocks, then we heard the stagecoach coming. Have you lost your mind, Señor Catamount, to drive those horses so fast on a mountain road?
I'm driving a timing run today, Cisco, and tomorrow I drive the contract speed run.
Oh, I see.
You not prospect no more, Señor?
No, getting a mite old for that, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
If I can get that contract to run passengers, mail, and express, I'll be satisfied.
It seems that someone does not want you to get that contract.
Yes, and I know who that someone is. It's that sneaking, white-livered Zach Byers. He wants a contract himself. Why, well, I'll go to his stable and I'll turn myself loose at him.
Nah, look,
and I'll
here,
give him, I'll driver. Bust him on the nose. Get up there, get going. And I'll kick him in the teeth. By the way.
Oh.
Yeah, that scheme went wrong, Les.
Yeah.
Confound it. I'd sure like to know who them two hombres were that stopped that coach.
Too far away to see.
Hey, Percy! Percy!
Where's that worthless stableman of mine?
Percy!
Hey, Mr. Byers!
Come here and take care of these two horses of ours.
Yeah, now what are we going to do, Lutz? I ain't sure I can beat Catamount in that contract race tomorrow. He's the wildest driver in the whole West.
I can always get some of the boys and dry goods him on the run tomorrow. Either one of you carrying any passengers?
No, we ain't carrying nothing. Just the two of us in a time race.
Yeah, then it'd be easy to dry gouge him. Hey, who are these hombres riding in here?
Huh? One of them's Catamount. I don't know the other two. Better get ready for trouble, Lutz. Catamount looks mad.
Oh!
I got my guns on. You better be careful.
Zach Byers, you're a sneaking weasel.
Now,
you better talk this over first thing, Catamount.
Talk nothing, Cisco. I'm a man of action.
Cisco.
And I'm starting out.
Ooh. You're a man of action, all right, Cisco.
Quit that.
Say your Catamount.
I'll knock your block off, Byers. I'll chew you to pieces.
Oh, Lutz, give me some help.
Sure will, Zach.
Cisco, he threw out the gun.
Move away, Zach. Give me a shot at him.
Not while I can get a shot at the gun that was in your hand, hombre.
Oh, coyote.
We will keep the guns out of this, hombre. Pick it up and put it back in your holster.
Hey, what's going on in here? I quit it, I say. What's the meaning of this?
Catamount started it, Sheriff. For nothing at all.
And that big hombre took a shot at me for nothing at all.
Nothing except that you were going to shoot down Senor Catamount, hombre.
That's enough. This here's Zach's stable. You, hombre, get out of it. Next time there's any trouble, whoever starts it goes to jail.
Perhaps you will listen to Senor Catamount's story, Sheriff.
I'll listen to nothing. You're the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
See?
I've heard about what a troublemaker you are. But you ain't making trouble in this town, or in you go.
Cisco not a troublemaker, Sheriff.
Do not argue with him, Pancho. It will get us nowhere. You've made your points on your Catamount. Now let us get out of here.
So, Senor Catamount get a contract for the stagecoach, Cisco?
No, no, Pancho. He's not got the contract as yet.
Oh, no?
He's going to try to win it tomorrow when he races against that Byers hombre.
Oh, si, si, tomorrow.
Keep your ears open, amigo.
Pancho's so hungry, Pancho keep his mouth open for food, not ears open for talk.
I might have known it. Well, we are going to the cafe now, Pancho. You can eat your fill.
Pancho eat fill. Fill Pancho, no?
Si, chico, si.
And then we ride on our way, Cisco?
I have changed my mind about that, Pancho.
Huh?
Senor Catamount may need our help in that race tomorrow.
Pancho glad to help Senor Catamount, Cisco. And Pancho likes Senor Catamount.
Si, so do I. He proved himself a good friend of ours some years ago when we both had the fever and Senor Catamount helped us get well.
Yeah, we stay at this camp then, huh?
Well, we will stay in town until that race is over, Pancho.
Huh?
For I think there's going to be trouble and a lot of it.
Here's what we'll do, Zach. We'll fix it so the sheriff throws the Cisco Kid and his partner in jail.
How are you going to fix that, Lutz?
I sent word to two or three of the boys to meet me in front of the cafe. Cisco and the other one are in the cafe now, eating.
Yeah.
We'll go in and start a fight with Cisco. Meanwhile, you go tell the sheriff Cisco's making trouble in the cafe. By the time the sheriff gets there, the fight ought to be going hot and heavy.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, Lutz.
But how's that going to help me in the race tomorrow?
I told you we could drag those catamounts in there. That'll take care of that. Just remember, I'm to get $500 for helping you get that contract.
Oh, I'll pay you, all right.
Just see that you do. And there's the boys waiting in front of the cafe now. You go get the sheriff, Zach.
All right.
Boys, we're going into the cafe. When I hit that Cisco kid, you go after her. And when the sheriff comes, we say Cisco started the fight. You understand? All right, let's go in. There's Cisco and his partner over at the corner table.
Well, Pancho, we are honored by a visit from one of those hombres.
Mm. Other hombres with him, Cisco?
Hey, they do not look friendly. Mm-hmm. Well, what can we do for you, hombre?
You took a shot at me, Cisco. I'm here to get even for that shot.
So, you want to fight, eh? Very well.
You know, Pancho has finished his steak.
Come on, boys. Get in on Cisco.
Stand clear, Pancho. Push that table out of the way.
Hombres, señor sheriff.
See, they start the fight, Sheriff.
Yeah, come on, deputy. We'll put a stop to it.
All right, Sheriff. All right. Sure wish you would. Things have come to a pretty fast when a man can't eat peaceable in a cafe without this Cisco kid jumping on him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Get your hands up, Cisco. Hey, you too, fat one.
Who'd you call fat ones, you fat ones, you?
I said get him up.
Un momento, señor sheriff. This is a put-up job by these hombres. That hombre right there started this fight himself.
Oh, no. How about it, boys? You see, Sheriff?
I warned you, Cisco. Now you're going to jail. I shake their guns, deputy.
You find our way out, Cisco?
No, Pancho. For the time being, we will go to the sheriff.
Hey, get going, you two.
See, Sheriff.
See, Sheriff.
Well, it worked, Lutz. Yeah. And that ain't all that's going to work, either. I ain't only going to drag those catamounts tomorrow, Zach. I'm going to gun down that Cisco kid.
And so Cisco goes to jail just when his help is most needed by Catamount Cox. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and the story of Catamount Cox. When Zach Byers, stagecoach owner, and Lutz, his hired thug, learned that Catamount Cox was driving his coach over the mountain roads on a time run in preparation for the contract race the following day, they rolled big boulders into the road. The Cisco Kid saved Catamount and his stagecoach from a certain smash-up. In retaliation, Byers and Lutz later managed to get Cisco and Pancho arrested for starting a fight, which actually they themselves started. Now, as Byers and Lutz leave the cafe...
I swear I never run up against any hombre who could hit as hard as that Cisco kid can.
He's quite a fighter, eh, Lutz?
He's more than that. But I'll get him later. Maybe I'll go to his cell window at the jail right now and gun him down.
No, you don't. I don't want no murders unless we have to.
Think I'm letting that maverick get away with giving me these two black eyes?
I don't care what you do after the race is over with tomorrow. All I want is to win that race. So you keep away from that jail, Lutz.
Well,
now listen, I got a better idea. It's dark now. Suppose Catamount's stable was to catch fire.
Yeah, not bad, boys.
Everybody knows he's always lighting matches to keep them stogies of his going.
They'll think he set the fire by accident, eh?
Sure. And we'll have to be careful, though. Because his stable's right across the street from the jail.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're not a been in a jail for a long time, Cisco.
Yeah, it's true, Pancho. We have not.
But we've been in better jails than this one.
Oh, see. Well, we would not be here, amigo, except that I thought we could talk the sheriff out of arresting us.
Cisco could give the sheriff one big push. He may not be here.
See, I could have done that, but I did not want to antagonize him too much.
Antagonize?
If he does not let us go in the morning, we will take our own steps to leave.
Mm-hmm. I am. Pancho, lay down. Better get some sleep, Cisco.
I think I will myself, Chico. Since nothing is to be seen from this little window here, Wait.
What?
I'm not certain, but I think I just saw two hombres go into Senor Catamar's stable. The lamp from the house beyond throws a little light on the stable door.
Maybe Senor Catamar, Cisco, with your friend,
no? No, I do not think so.
No?
Those hombres were taking pains to walk quietly. Senor Catamar is never quiet. Pancho, we are going to get out of this jail right now. Come over here to the window.
Come over here to the window.
Now, take hold of this bar. I will take the next one. Now, pull with all your strength. I will do the same.
Pancho, pull. Say when, Cisco.
All right. Now, the bar is bending. A little bit, Chico.
A little bit.
Jail is old. Something should give way in a moment. There. The bar gave away.
This will not give way, Cisco.
Here, I'll help you, Pancho.
Now it give way.
All right, out the window quickly, amigo.
Out the window quickly.
There go the two hombres running out of the stable, Pancho. Santos, there's a flickering light from inside the stable. Hurry, Pancho, hurry.
Pancho, out the window now, Cisco.
All right, then I will come out. That stable has been set on fire. We'll be with you in a moment, Señor Catamar. Pancho, bring in two buckets of water. Get them from the trough.
Yes, Cisco.
I'll tear him to loose limb from limb for doing this. I'll hang him up by the heels and shave the back of their necks with a sickle.
Save your breath, Señor. You will need it to fight this fire. Give me that other broom.
Here it is, Cisco.
Fire has not got a good start. I think we can put it out when Pancho gets here with the water.
I'll skin him alive. By thunder,
in the water, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo. Here, I'll take this pail.
That helps, Cisco. How do you want it, pail?
Hey.
That's going to do it, Cisco. We can get the rest of these here brooms.
Might you get more wood?
I do not think we will need it, amigo.
No, no. We got it now.
Blast it off. Now, what's the trouble, Catamount?
Hey, what are you doing out of jail, Cisco?
Pancho and I came over to help Senor Catamount put out the fire.
You came over to... But
we came over. We came
well,
over.
You're going right back over there.
Now, look here, Sheriff.
And you're going right now. This gun says so.
No, Senor Sheriff, we are not. We are going to stay out of that jail in order to help Senor Calama.
You heard what I said. This gun's right on you, Cisco.
See, si, Sheriff. At this moment it is.
No, it's not. Here, let go.
Now, can you drop that gun? There, that is better. Now, kick the gun out of the way. There. See you later, Senor Calama. Come, Pancho.
Hey, come back here. And I'll run you down.
No, you don't, Sheriff. Not while I can trip you.
Come, you Calama. Interfere with the process of the law, will you? You march your boots over the jail.
But look, Sheriff, I got a contract race tomorrow.
Don't give a hoot about your contract race. Get going or let daylight through you.
Pancho. Pancho, wake up. Pancho, it is well past daylight. Come on, wake up.
Pancho, wake now, Cisco. Where are we now, Cisco?
Do you not remember, Chico? After we got away from the sheriff, we came back to this stable.
Si.
We stayed here for the night, just in case those hombres should come back.
Pancho, remember now, Cisco. And today the big race, no?
Si, this morning. But Senor Catamount is over in the jail.
Then we get him out, Cisco.
No, Pancho.
No, we don't.
We will help no one, even though he is innocent, escape from jail. Uh-huh. We will do this another way. Come on, Pancho.
How we do this, Cisco?
Well, we will talk with the sheriff and the... Oh, wait. There's a sheriff now across the street. What is this, Senor Sheriff?
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
Well, back under it's you two.
See, Sheriff, and do not come over here after us. I will make a bargain with you. Senor Catamount must drive in that race this morning.
He must win the race.
I am sure you want him to have his chance. So if you will let Senor Catamount go, Pancho and I will return to your jail.
Yeah, what kind of a trick is this?
I said Pancho and I will return to your jail if you will set Senor Catamount free.
Well, it don't seem just right to keep Catamount out of that race. All right, Cisco, come on. I'm holding you to your promise. You better stay in this time, too.
My only promise was that Pancho and I would go back into your jail, Senor Sheriff. Beyond that, I promise nothing.
You stay in, all right. Just a second here. All right. Now,
Standing right straight down the corridor, Cisco.
I hope you are not going to try to put those leg irons on us, Sheriff.
That's just what I'm going to do, Cisco. Deputy, open this cell door.
Why, it's not like those leg irons, Cisco.
Neither do I, Pancho. Senor Sheriff, I have kept the promise I made, but we have no intention of staying in this jail.
Hey, grab him, Deputy.
Leave that cell you go, Sheriff.
Hey, now, you, Deputy. Close that door, Pancho.
Easy, Cisco.
Ah, you two buzzards.
All we want is to help Senor Catamount win this race, Sheriff. Hasta la vista. Come, Pancho, let us go.
Start the lines over here, Byers. Time to get this race started.
Yep, all right.
Hey, Byers, wait a minute.
You all ready, Lutz?
Yeah.
The boys are waiting for me up by the cottonwoods. I'm taking two of them in case I miss my shot at Catamount.
Remember what I said. No killing unless it's absolutely necessary.
All right, all right. We're taking cover up on the bluff. Let Catamount take the lead at the start, Byers. Then when we pick him off, you can go sailing on by him and win the race easy.
Yeah, but just wound him, see?
Oh, sure, sure. We won't kill him. Don't worry. We'll just put him out of the running.
Good enough.
Now, Lutz, better get up and let's see. Get going.
Get up! See you later, Lutz. Get up! Get up!
Don't kill him, eh? Well, that's just what we're gonna do. And then we're going after that Cisco kid.
Where that Lutz hombre go, Cisco?
I am not sure, Pancho, but I think he would go to the bluff.
Where the big rocks come down?
See, there is a steep mountainside along the rest of the stage road, and I believe that hombre is too lazy to go to the trouble of climbing any more than he has to.
He's not alone, Cisco.
No, he has two others with him, Chico. Of course, we saw him ride away from the starting line by himself, but these tracks show he picked up two other hombres a short distance out of town.
They start soon, Cisco.
See, it probably is starting just about now. Hold the other.
Hold over, hold over, hold.
You're not far from the bluff now, Pancho. Let's take this trail. Comes up in back of the bluff.
Take this trail.
See, up the other. Come on.
Hold over, go now. Go, go, go. Take the trail. What does Lutz hombre do, Cisco?
That is what we are going to find out, and soon. Well, this is far enough. We do not want them to hear the sound of our horses' hoofs. Hold the other. Hold
over, hold over, hold.
All right. Let us go forward on foot.
Push again, poor old flat Pancho.
Come on, Beauty! Come on, Spot! You're in a race now! Get going! Yee-hoo!
Hey, Catamount, Cisco.
See, the race started sooner than I thought it would. Oh, we must hurry, Pancho.
Go along, you pesky critters! Hey!
Santos, there are the bandidos. That Lutz hombre is just raising his rifle.
You're not, you say, you Catamount hombre!
Drop the rifle!
What? Why, thunderous Cisco, why are you spying sneak? I'll gun you down.
Look out, Cisco, he shoots!
Hey, but the bullet went wild. Now we will see. Watch for those other hombres, Pancho.
I should have to watch them out, Cisco. They'll run away.
Yellow fellies. I'll get you by myself, Cisco.
You are not going at it just the right way there, hombre. You might have better luck. Swung your fist like this, and this, and this.
Not nobody, Cisco.
There is no reason why he should, amigo. We will take this bandido to the Desertville jail, and after that, we will tell Senor Catamount.
Then we give the buyers, hombre, no?
Si, Pancho, when he gets to Desertville. But from the way Senor Catamount was teaming those horses on the road, there is no doubt who will win this race. Si, Pancho.
Senor Catamount win the race, Cisco.
Si, he won the race easily, Pancho, and won the contract for himself.
And the two bandidos now in the jail.
Si.
And the sheriff out of the jail, no?
Si, amigo. It's a good thing we went back to explain to the sheriff.
It's a good thing, it's a good
thing. If we had not, he was going to advertise us as dangerous bandidos.
He go to advertise us, Cisco?
Si, advertise.
Sheriff is very tall, senor, to advertise.
Pretty tall to advertise?
Yeah, it cost him much money.
What are you talking about, Pancho?
Well, that's why Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio, not could advertise in the paper.
Go on, amigo.
Porfirio need a cook in his cafe.
He need a cook in his cafe.
So Porfirio go to the newspaper. He say, how much to advertise in your newspaper?
And what did they say to that, Pancho?
They say 50 centavos an inch.
50 centavos an inch to advertise in the newspaper?
Si. And Porfirio not could pay that much, Chico.
And why not, Chico?
Because Porfirio almost 6 feet tall.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.